On the contrary, we know there's a lot of great reasons to be having these conversations. I like to think about if silence is part of the problem, then conversations are part of the solution. Right? By having these conversations with individuals in our life, we can provide them emotional support. We know emotional support is the number one reason that people do disclose their suicidal thoughts, and we are all capable of providing that. Right? We can start to open that door for folks to become more comfortable talking about their experience. We can create a sense of connection, help provide them a sense of hope, and potentially save their life. So then the question is, why don't more of us talk about suicide? Right? A lot of us are hesitant to have these conversations. And for some people, that hesitation comes from myths that we've heard or we believe about suicidality. One of the common myths that we often hear in society as a whole, or have kind of stemmed from the long-standing stigma around suicide and mental health, is that people who say they're suicidal aren't serious, right? Or they're just seeking attention. We know this isn't the case. We know that this is incredibly false, but it's still something that people believe. And because of this, there's the belief that if I engage in this conversation with this individual, I'm gonna reward the attention seeking. But we know that all thoughts and all expressions of suicidality should be taken seriously. They all come from a sense of pain. They all come from a sense of unmet needs. And so by having these conversations with individuals, we're actually just helping them understand what they need, and we can help provide that. There's also the myth or this persistent idea that once someone decides they want to die, there's nothing we can do to stop them, right? That intent is irreversible. We also know that's false. Peak suicidal crises, so that time when someone moves from planning their suicide to actually acting on those thoughts, is short-lived. It's minutes to hours. So what that means, if someone can ride that wave, we can help get them through to safety. We can help get them out of that really intense period of risk. We know, and we'll talk about some lethal means safety counseling, which really creates space between someone's method and themselves in those times of crisis. We know that that can actually help save lives. Really supporting this idea that we can interrupt the cycle. Someone can decide that they want to die, and we can still help them before they act on those thoughts. One of the biggest myths that's out there is that asking someone about suicide will put the idea in their head. How many people have heard this myth? A lot of head shakes and hands, right? We know that this also isn't true. Because this is such a common belief, even among medical professionals who come at it from a really good point of intention, right? We don't want to hurt people and we don't want to upset people. There's been a lot of research in this space. And all of this research has shown us is that asking about it is not going to put the thought in someone's head, and it's not going to increase the likelihood that they think about suicide now or in the future, right? We've followed people over 6 months and found that there's no difference if we ask them or if we don't ask them about whether or not they're going to develop suicidal thoughts. Really, asking opens the door for conversation. Rather, it actually helps decrease anxiety around the experience. And that relates to the next myth, the idea that talking about suicide will make things worse, that it'll push people towards it, that it'll be so upsetting and so distressing that they won't be able to handle it. Right? These thoughts are already in someone's head if we're asking about it, right? So we're not putting anything in their mind and we're not pushing them in any way. We actually know these conversations can be beneficial, right? We've conducted research to this end in my research lab. So we've asked 400 people with a recent history of suicidal thoughts about their experience in disclosing to someone in their life. So what was that like, and what was your experience?